And we're back in the coffee house. It's the Artist D and Anne-Marie. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Hey, D. What's up?
Oh, my God. I'm sore.
Oh. you had a good weekend.
I've been working out a lot.
Why?
I don't know. I'd like to say I don't know, but I've been annoyed by the fluff.
I get it.
I think I'm having an identity crisis or something. I don't know.
I get it. I completely get it. Yes. I'm sorry. What are you doing? What kind of weights, cardio? What's going on?
I'm doing weights. I was doing light weights because of my back, but I've been going to this guy who's been helping my back.
Ah, you've been going through abuse. That's what that is. When you get someone else involved, it's abuse, dude. Oh, no.
But he helps my back, and that way then I can do more weights. So we're just adding more and more things on top. But I'm just doing everything that I find I can't do. Like I was reaching for something in the kitchen the other day, and like my arms were shaking because they were so weak. I'm like, this cannot be. And then last week I bent down to pick up my shoes, and however I did it, like in the squatting kind of position, I was shaking then too. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting old and fat, and we can't have that. So I just added on like those weight exercises. So now I'm doing lifts from like above so I can build the underarm thing, whatever that is, so I don't have the shakes. And now I'm doing squats with some one of those stupid kettlebells. Yes.
Oh, that's fancy.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that. So now I can pick up my shoes without shaking. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, but you're going to look really great in like 6 weeks, and I'll be jealous. But in the meantime, I'm going to laugh at you because...
Exactly. And then, of course, it was August, so that's birthday month. So I just ate cake and ice cream all month. And last week I had all these events and things, so I was eating out and eating pasta, and it was amazing.
Oh, did the clothes fit? That's usually what does it.
By Thursday, because I had this big presentation Thursday in front of media.
Oh, yeah.
And by then the clothes almost didn't fit. I'm like, oh.
With it only the trousers busting open.
It only
whatnot.
Took a week. Yes. It was ridiculous. I couldn't find anything that did not accentuate all of my beautiful folds.
I get it. Oh, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
I know. We're right there. We are there together.
Yeah.
Because you're sore today, too.
The question is... I'm sore from standing around.
Well, it's a form of exercise.
I need to be pushed around in a wheelbarrow. Oh, it's terrible.
Well, you were out yesterday. I saw photos.
I know. How do you like that? I was at Riverfest here in...
Is that what that was?
The Burbs. Yeah, it's a festival for the community on the water.
You were with drag queens.
There was a drag queen there, and of course I ran and said, please, you know, document this moment. The drag queen reads to children at the library, which I thought was really great.
I love that. We have a drag queen here that does that.
I think it's great. Because these kids just see a character, and they get excited about reading and literacy, and yay! It's just yay. Nice.
Yay, books.
Then you've got old people picketing them outside.
How dare happens. You teach our children to read? Get our kids excited about things that might expand their mind and ruin our lives.
Pretty much, that's how it works.
The normal people have complained. I was just reading.
Well, those who just don't bother to look into anything and see what it's about.
Exactly. I just read the, I read the paper every morning now because I'm one of those people.
A physical paper? Or are we online?
No, we're online. Because you can actually get the newspaper for free online through the library.
You've figured it out.
I've totally figured it out.
I'm limited to my 10 articles a month. I'm getting pissed off. You've figured it out.
Exactly. Well, our local paper has just cut it off completely. Like, if you go online and it knows you've been there even once before, it's like you're at your quota. You cannot go further. And I'm like, I'm not paying $85 a year for this, because it's of course a Republican right-leaning newspaper, and I don't want to do that, but I want my local news.
I don't want to give $85 to anybody, regardless of what the hell kind of paper it is. Exactly. $85.
$85. I'd rather get on Patreon. Give it away. Give it to somebody who matters. It's creating something good.
Maybe there is a newspaper there. We have to look. A startup.
Yeah. Well, that would be fun.
Let's start our own paper. Let's create the news.
The Four Culture newspaper?
Yeah, what we think should be going on. Yes.
Yeah. Because I was reading in the... I usually skip the opinion because, you know, people and their opinions. But this time I read a couple. They were doing a different kind of segment and just blurbs of people. And so many were like, get rid of this liberal rag, this other newspaper. And you know, normal people don't want to hear this stuff. It's like normal people. Normal God. All week. I've been up against this all week with, like, I felt that I was an alien, but I really feel like I'm an alien now.
What does that mean, normal people?
Exactly. I know people like to stay in this, like, lane, but they seem to really be overdoing it lately with the normalcy.
Or what they think is
normal. And I guess it's the hypocrisy, because they look at us like, you know, not normal, and the previous president as not normal and like liberal and horrible and like that's so wrong, and yet they don't see that it, you know, we're both sides are doing the same exact thing. Both sides feel normal.
Yeah.
And I don't know why there are both sides. Why can't we just figure that out? But so many things.
It's too hard, D. It's too hard. You want us to stop and think and look at each other and
yes, and read
and learn about things. And come on, it's hard.
It's very hard. Just have some coffee and think too about hard. It.
I hate people. We know this, though. That's a new thing.
I do. And I think it was actually my tweet this week about the debates, which you might have missed, was about...
I missed the whole debates and your tweet. What did I say? I'm not a good person.
That's all right. Well, you've been busy. It's okay.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Isn't that terrible?
What am I doing? I said, this is after the debate. The world is on fire. The inmates are running the asylum. The people are broken. There's nothing to debate. Hmm. And now I took that as, there's nothing to debate. Get one of these mofos in that White House and fix shit. That's what I meant. But so many people commented and said to me that they felt it was like, there's nothing to debate. Keep that amazing president in the office now. And it's all about perception. Like, the Republican friends are like, oh, you didn't like them either. Yes, we need to continue to keep a Republican in. I'm like, no!
someone wants to come over to our side. Yes.
Right. I'm like, no, that's not what I meant. That's not all. It's all about perception. So there's nothing to debate. They just keep going on and on. And it's like, there's really nothing to talk about. We all agree on relatively the same thing. So get somebody in there. So, you know, we don't lose everything we have and die. Yeah.
I don't want to die. Not yet.
I don't want to die. I don't want to be repressed. I don't want to be normal. I don't want to.
Huh. I don't want to either. What do we do? Let's fix this.
We need our own newspaper to start. But it's September and it's cool now, finally. Well, here.
Thank God.
And we're like in the 90s and flirting with the 80s.
That's gross. And I'm still gross. That's still gross.
It really is a breath of fresh air. It really is.
I've got 70s here. I'm feeling good.
The children are now back in school. Is that correct?
Yes, kids are back, and the homework is back.
Oh no, the homework. That means more homework for parents.
You know, the not doing homework is back.
Yes. Yeah. That was one of my favorite things to do.
It's just like, come on, just do it. Just come on. Just get it done. We fight more about it. Spend more time battling. Mm.
Sure. Well, it's the principle. It's the principle of the matter.
Oh, dude, come on.
That's at least
I was the same. I just don't remember.
Yeah, that's how I took it. I was, and I take it, and I remember it because the way I treated school is the same way I used to treat work. You know, you take this 8 hours of my day, you're not going to have any more. How dare you make me work after hours? Same with school. How dare they? You keep them trapped in that hole for all that time, and then you send them home and make them do more shit.
It is messed up.
It is. But we...
This edumacation gig. I don't know.
And your child has all the school supplies? Did you finally do the... You didn't do the shopping yet?
No,
you
I still got about 90% done. We still need some little things that they don't need yet, so I'm just taking my time. I did everything last minute.
What kind of things are those that you need later?
The random protractor.
Oh, the protractor.
That's one of those things you buy every year. It's a little piece of plastic, but you can't find it. Or something happens to it. I don't know. Or it breaks. I don't know.
It protracts.
It protracts.
Into another realm.
The colored pencils that you buy every year. Where are they? I don't know.
Do they still use, Trapper Keepers?
No, we're binders. We're up to
binders.
The 4-inch, 3-ring binders. But Trapper Keepers were cool.
They were.
I had a blue one with a rainbow thing on the front.
Mm.
And we'd attach our puffy stickers onto them.
Yes, our puffy stickers.
And the Velcro noise in class.
Ah.
To open it up.
It was so embarrassing when you were late. Or you didn't get your yours out. You didn't get yours out when you were supposed to. So you're just slowly...
The Trapper Keeper. It was like a two-inch binder, right? What the hell did it hold?
Mm-hmm. Not much. It was more about the fun plasticness of it.
Yeah.
And whatever cover you had. I remember
with the cheesy font. Trapper Keeper.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the only good thing about it.
Yeah, there's none of that anymore. You used to get excited about your book covers
and
your Trapper Keeper design, your book bag design.
Now. Yes.
About being practical.
Yes, do you have your Kevlar backpack in black, or do you have it in army green? Which would you like?
Yeah, that's what it's about.
And the binders, soon they shall also be Kevlar shields, I'm sure. It's a great idea.
But it's so much easier just to put that into production and to actually change laws.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
For the sake of our safety.
Keep the guns, just add the equipment.
Makes money.
Oh.
I don't know. It's like, yeah. Tragic.
It is tragic. So they don't do any of that. No fun backpacks. No fun binders.
He had to buy one book cover, and I just made it a tie-dye one. I'm like, look, exciting.
I remember we used to use grocery bags, paper bags.
Yeah, that's what I did. And then we would color on them afterwards.
Yes. Well, that was kind of the whole... It was the blank slate for the year or the quarter or whatever it was you had that book, it was covered, and then you drew on it all year long.
I always had one or two friends who didn't draw on it at all. It was a pristine cover.
Yes.
What was wrong with those people?
Those were the nerds. They had it perfectly labeled on the top with their black Sharpie, exactly what it was.
Losers.
I love it. But I've heard you've been very busy. You've had some home projects as well.
Oh, yeah.
You installed things in your home.
Yeah, we have a new bathroom vanity that cost me, $200, $300 plus my marriage. All at once.
But
God forbid we have any change in our home. It just makes a mess.
But he got it in.
It's in. It's done.
Beautiful.
It's done.
Beautiful. Well, it is that time. Is it? I don't know. What time of year do people usually install things? I guess that's spring. I don't know.
Is it, what you mean? There's a time?
There's like, you know, the Home Depot commercial time where it's like, it's time for, you know, home improvement. I guess that's spring and summer.
I just wait for shit to fall apart and explode, and then I'm in trouble.
Exactly. Well, in your house, things expire so much that you just, you can't plan for that sort of thing. You're too busy dealing with.
You've been here a decade, so now it just, everything just turns to shit. That's just what happened. I had to get a whole new electrical circuit breaker board put in.
Oh, see, that's so wrong. When
that was the thing you take for granted every day, right? You know.
Well, I'm okay with like it's like, yay, the refrigerator died. We got a new refrigerator. Exciting, expensive, but exciting. But when it's the electrical grid, you're like, you don't.
It's like, really, oh, crap. No one could see that.
No one sees it. So nobody knows. Yeah,
I
exactly.
Take pictures of my fridge, you know. I could take a picture of my unpainted wall where it was put in.
You could, yes. And
one, I still have to paint, yeah.
And believe me, I would. If I had a new electrical panel, I'd be like, friends would come over. I'm like, we just got a new electrical panel. Let me show you the $800 or $1,200.
My friends are like, oh, you didn't paint yet. Why didn't you paint? Because that's another fiasco, okay? Mm-hmm. That's another battle I have to have with a significant other.
Yes. Well, like in Las Vegas, it's the air conditioner. When the air conditioner finally goes, you're like, come outside. Well, let me show you the $8,000 unit. Yes. It's beautiful.
It's nuts.
I'll be paying for that for the rest of the century.
You can't even open your windows because you'll die.
Correct.
Is there a time of year when you can open your windows in Vegas?
If you've got a house with a cross flow, because too many condos are like open ended at the end. We're all like bread boxes.
Yeah.
So
yes, that's me.
Even if you want to open a window, it's still never time because there's no wind. There's just nothing that will happen. But if you had like when I've had a home with at least windows on several sides or half of the sides at least, maybe November.
Maybe
November. I have never. Maybe. I have lived in where I am right now for like 10 some years, and I've never opened a window here. And even the last place, it had a corner.
Wow.
It was a corner window where it could have been a nice little flow in the bedroom, and that was like once or twice a year you'd feel excited enough to go through the trouble of lifting a window.
My friend, you live in a different world.
I do.
Wow.
Because most people, they just go straight from the AC to the heating. I go from the AC to just nothing. I don't use heat. I never, rarely use a heat source. If I'm cold, I'll just bake a lasagna or something.
Mine kicks in, but I have to put on the lowest setting just so we don't die.
Yes. Yeah, you've got that East Coast kind of heating, which is baking, basically.
Baking, yes. Yeah. I'm in a building, so it's like, yeah, you're going to bake. Get ready.
Yeah.
Please baste yourself and flip every 20 minutes.
Have you all basted? Good. We're ready.
Enjoy winter.
Yeah, I don't use heat. Actually, after all the 10 years, my heating was broken for almost full 10 years, and I finally got it fixed last year.
Yay!
Because there's like two times in the winter where it's like, I'm going to freeze to death. I am going to die.
But how cold does it get there?
It can get to the 30s.
Okay, yeah. All right, I respect that.
At night, we can have a low 30s, and in the last couple of winters, it's been very well, like this summer has been cooler, even though you've heard 120 and 110. it maintained a low 100 for most of the summer, which is rare.
It's a dry heat,
said the skeleton leaning against the cactus. And now we're preparing out in the desert here, in the Nevadan desert, for aliens. Have you heard about the Area 51 festival?
My son is very much into it. He's like, I want to go.
He could come visit me and we can go into the desert. You might never see him again.
They've been moved to like Area 52 now because everyone's going to 51.
Oh, my God. I'm so surprised that you've heard about this. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's all over the place. Are you kidding?
Cat. Oh. See, that makes me want to go. I want to go to it even less.
The places I look anyway. That just shows you where the hell right. we dwell on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes me want to go even less because now I know everybody's going to be there.
There's a lot of people interested. Yeah, I think I even responded to a Facebook announcement. Mm.
Yes. Well, that's where it all started with Storm Area 51. And now, but that's what I've been keeping up with, the news on the creator. And I hate that they're calling him the creator because he did not create a party. He created people wanting to storm Area 51. Then they made it a party. And then they're calling him the creator of that party. But now he's, you know, as you just said, they bought him out. I feel they've bought him out, brought him down to the Las Vegas Strip. And his party is here, and now he's suing the people up in Area 51 in Rachel, Nevada, for continuing on with their plans for the festival. Because they put all this money into the festival that's up in the middle of nowhere, which would be fun.
This has Netflix documentary written all over it.
It really does. It really does. And then I finally saw the guy, the dude who did the original Storm Area 51 post, and I don't want to speak ill of anyone, but he just looks like he's a couple bottles short of a six pack.
Yeah, I would expect that though.
Yes, and I feel like, and
that's what kind of makes it great. That there's this element of like, you're nuts. Mm-hmm. Right.
So now we're all just like sitting around waiting, and I guess we'll finally find out next weekend what happens. Was the festival down in Las Vegas exciting and full of people? Was that a thing? And what happened at Area 51? And did anyone storm Area 51 and get shot?
Yeah, I'm looking at the Facebook groups. They have one that started. It's called "They Can't Stop Us All."
Yes, that was the original. Yes.
That was the original.
That was the original. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And they got this, you know, storm air. Yeah, this is just.
It's grown into and it's the perfect example of how everything, people ruin everything.
You have to go though and see what the merch is like. I'm very interested to see what they're selling.
Yes, I've seen some of the T-shirts that are up at the Area 51 area, and for those who don't know, don't read the same outlets as Anne Marie. The Area 51 is like a good 2 hours away from actual civilization and Las Vegas and all that. So it's near a town called Rachel, Nevada. And there's other little towns up there. But I guess that's the main one because they have an alien brothel, which I've been to.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, do tell.
I've never... I never partook of the services that the alien brothel may provide.
Well, what the hell?
I know. I stopped for a hoodie, okay? I just wanted the T-shirt. Just wanted
That's
the goddamn
great.
T-shirt.
That's what life is about. I just wanted the shirt.
I just want the mug, the shot glass, or the shirt.
Just that's, to say I was
That's
there.
Why the artist D shows up, okay? That's all I wanted.
Oh, that's great.
So, and that's what, you know, kills it is it's this always been this kitschy, hilarious, rundown kind of area that you want to pass through as a tourist, and you get your merch and you look fondly at Area 51 laying in the distance of, and it's scary. Like if you go up anywhere near the border, they scare you. And so I can't wait for the people, all the people that don't live here that come out there and think they can just run onto the property and see what happens.
It's going to be 10 people. Everybody's full of shit. They're not going to go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They said they had about 1,000 prepaid reservations up in that area. And that's the other problem is they have no space. I mean, the hotel has like 10 rooms. There's not enough room for anything going on up there. So
there could be an expansion going on right now that you don't know about.
Exactly. But they do all, it's all that gentrification crap that they took down. There's a, you might have seen it in some of the photos, there's a sign called the Extraterrestrial Highway, because there is a highway called the Extraterrestrial Highway out there. And it's covered. It's old, and it's covered with stickers, because it's like total tourist. Got to get a picture of it with when you're out there. And they took it down, because they knew that people coming out there, they're going to stop and clog traffic. So they took it down, and they're not going to put it back up. They're going to replace it after the event with just a new sign.
Oh, killjoys.
Totally. It's like Burning Man. It's all just shit.
Yeah, I can't believe Burning Man still a thing. That's still...
No, me neither. Because of the people that go
that's
there.
That's another show topic.
Now
there
it's...
You go.
Exactly. It's just a rich thing now.
Yeah.
Although I still don't know. Because everybody says that. It's a rich people thing. It's a white people thing. It's luxurious. I'm like, you don't understand. It's still the desert. In August. It is still like really, really hot. And they really don't have facilities. So these people
can't
be.
Yeah, but they're bringing their own Winnebagos, you know? I mean, it's not that terrible.
Yeah.
They've got the gear. They're bringing it with them.
I think that's the problem now, is that more people are bringing shit like that. Because I saw this year they had, like, an airplane, like an old airplane up there. And I don't know if it had any amenities or anything, but I did see for the first time in some of the pictures on Instagram, I saw a lot of Winnebagos, and it used to not be like that. Like, you literally had to tent it and just go at it.
Right.
And no matter how rich person you can get, if you're just in a tent for a week in the Nevada desert, it's not enjoyable.
It's not nice.
It's not nice. There's nothing, there's no drugs that can make that an extremely enjoyable experience. And I can't imagine that the sex with all the strangers is that good, because it's very dusty.
I wonder what it smells like over there.
Exactly. With the
something to ponder.
I know. It's like Mad Max in the desert. They're all there shitting and pissing and carrying on.
Nobody's smelling good. I can't imagine sex going on because you all smell like shit. But what do I know?
You never know. Maybe it's just, you know, you get used to it after a while.
Ah, it's just shit. What's the big deal? She says on day three.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
That's why you come home and all the rich people go to therapy. And they're like, the things I think I did. I don't remember, but I have.
Yeah, but you had some great Instagram shots. So really, who cares?
Really
come
did.
On.
Yeah. I really didn't like them this year. They were not that inventive of Instagram shots.
No, I think it's dead
over.
Now.
It's over. It's all over. Anything that...
Not too many artists showing up. It's just, it's as you said before, the rich white folks going in.
That's life now. You find...
To do their thing.
You find it. You do it for the first time. The first time's going to be good. The next time, everyone invades.
Yeah.
Or with alien stock here, everyone invades before it even happens. Even know. I can't wait to hear. But I'm sure it'll be good. That's my prediction.
Is it the 20th? The 20th.
Yeah, it's next weekend.
Okay.
20th through the 22nd.
And, it's a multiple day thing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's an alien stock. It's the whole weekend.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. I figured an overnight. This is 2 days, folks.
No, and they've got, you know, the live music and all the other things, and I'm sure that it'll be the one up in near Area 51 will probably be okay and moderate. But it'll be good enough that next year there will be live headlining acts and everyone will bring their Winnebago and their paper mache alien head.
It's the new Burning Man.
And it's the new Burning Man. Yeah. It's going to be a disappointment no matter what for any of us like us.
I'm too old for this crap. Lord help me. I can't keep up with these youngins.
These youngins. Well, it's just like... Have you heard of this Discord thing?
No.
It's a newfangled, like, social media chat thing. But people are actually using it, and I don't want to. Do not want. But I was working out an interview.
Why are we doing that?
I don't know. Well, it's because Facebook sucks, which is, you know, good.
Yeah, I know.
But I was trying to work out an interview with someone for my show, and that was the first question: do you have Discord? And I said, well, this is a couple weeks ago. What's that? I certainly have Discord in my life. and then my dear husband had to show me what Discord was and what the kids are doing these days.
I had no idea.
It's kind of like a Twitter on acid. You get more characters. It's kind of like, as it was described to me, like a constant chat. Like there's all these topics, and then
so we're
people,
going back to like an AOL chat room structure.
Right, but it's like a chat that just goes on forever because no one's ever off their device. So you just log in throughout the day and see, well, has anyone else said anything else on this topic? So it's a little bit Twitter, a little bit Reddit, and they post a picture of themselves, and people are like, "Ah, you're cool," and they talk about things, and it's like, but chattier. And then I guess there is actually a voice capability to this, which is why they asked you have Discord, because instead of Skype, I guess they're using Discord to talk.
Oh, so, I don't know how I feel about so, this. It's too hard.
I do not have Discord, although I should, because everything that happens in the internet, I should sign up for just so I have my name on it, but...
I know. I try to do the same. There was that other app. I forgot what it was, but it was teal green icon, and it was kind of like an Instagram thing. And
it's still on my thing. It's Vero. Yeah, Vero.
Yeah, Vero. That died for me quickly.
I still get people that like me on there, but I haven't gotten in forever. And then there's Tusk. Have you heard of Tusk?
What the hell is that? No. What is this?
These things, I like, if I had the time, I think it would be amusing. But Tusk, it's like, it's the, what did we used to call those? The IRC chats, you know, where it's like you create a room on a server and it's just there. Same with this Tusk.
So basically people want a connection again. They want to connect to a certain group of people.
Correct.
And we're going back to the beginning.
It's like that, but it's Twitter. So it's like IRC Twitter. So you create a Twitter type channel. Like there's something called Counter Social, and it's just like a social networking Twitter, but it's on its own branch.
See, but that's Reddit to me. Like, but I'm hearing all this, and it's like Reddit. That's Reddit.
Yeah, Reddit. Yeah, very Reddit. Yeah. And then there's like one for transgender people and gay people and toaster ovens and dragons, and it's all there. It's all there. But it's like there's so many. So then you have all these channels, and Discord is the same thing. So many hashtag whatevers that you can watch and view and participate in. I'm busy, okay? I'm busy.
I don't know. But you bet your ass I'm going to check it out, because I have nothing else to do.
Yes, wow. we'll be connecting on Discord after this very show. Which, in case you don't know...
I don't want to make new friends. Come on. That's too much.
I'd like to make new friends. I'd like to finally have a platform where I can make some friends again. Because thankfully for us, we kind of created that platform through the restrictive Facebook era with 4Culture. We kind of got friends that way.
That's true.
But now, thankfully, there are some things out there.
Now you have to pay to do that. You want to network with everybody, you have to pay us $50.
Yes. So fuck Facebook. That's for sure.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah.
I'm with you. And we are on Coffee House, a 4culture.com production. Which you can find us after on Juice Talk and Mixcloud.
Whoop, whoop.
We're burning up the Mixcloud. That's for sure.
We're fancy.
We're fancy.
We don't mess around, do we?
We don't.
Lord help us all. I'm really upset about these social networks. I'm looking at my phone for any kind of dead social network icon, and I think I did a good job cleaning up.
Oh, good. Yeah, see, I didn't. That's why that was an easy topic for me, because I got them all right there. I haven't deleted my Tusk or my Counter Social.
It's amazing
or my
what
Vero.
We do download and keep, though. It's like, oh, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Although I never had too many of them, though. Yeah, that was all I had. There you go.
I've Candy Crush. Thank you very much.
That's one I've never had, for sure.
I have a love-hate relationship with that thing. I couldn't make it past level 16 for years, and then something happened to me. I got pissed off at society, and I started again, and now I'm on like level 480.
I think I'm going to move myself to like Patreon.
Ooh, look at you!
I know.
I've yet to really explore that platform, and I know everyone uses it and it's wonderful. I support artists on there, but I'm just never there.
I just feel like the whole thing that I was doing, the WordPress and the websites and all that, I just don't feel it's a thing anymore. And I feel like if anyone's looking at it, maybe they should pay for it.
Why not?
I know. And it's like, and it's kind of like a new chapter of my life.
$84 a year. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Better than a newspaper. Instead of saying, it's just a cup of coffee. No, it's a year's worth of a newspaper that you'll never read anyway. So why wouldn't you rather not read me and just instead, you know.
Knowing that they're helping you make coffee.
Exactly. Coffee house. And other such
coffee
things.
House.
But even it, because I know you can post for free on there too. So I thought, you know, like just do some things on there and see where it goes.
Go ahead, I'd follow. That's a new place. Let's do it.
Yes. Good.
Many have success there.
They have.
Networking beautifully with their fans, getting new fans. It's a good platform.
They have.
I'm just not there.
No.
I feel guilty.
And actually, speaking of that, I'm going to be on Cotolo Chronicles this Thursday.
Hey.
And this is kind of one of our topics because so many things. Well, we always, usually whenever Frank has me on that's not New Year's, we talk about the deterioration of the internet.
Lord knows you know a lot about that.
I certainly do.
I've got a lot to say.
I have been sitting here watching it decompose since 1997, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but now it's regenerating itself with these new apps.
Yes.
Come on.
That is exciting, because for so long there we thought, my God, what do we have? We have nothing. We have Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
But I've got a bunch of articles and Discord. Got a bunch of articles for Frank to ponder and for us to talk about this Thursday. So if anyone's wandering around Discord doing nothing, you can come all over to CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com and listen to Frank Cotolo and me, the artist D.
Frank has seen a lot of things.
He has seen a lot of things. He has seen a lot of things deteriorate as well and rot.
Yeah.
Because he's got the whole gamut from radio. He's seen radio rot.
Yes, real radio.
Real radio. For those terrestrials out there.
That's another universe.
It is, and here we are.
I'm surprised we still have it.
Yeah.
One of our big radio stations in New York just died this summer, but it was shocking. Oh.
There was one out
around 50-something years. Like, oh my God.
That's the same in California. I just heard someone else's large radio station that they worked at died. They went total sports. Instead of actual radio.
This turned into a Christian station, I believe. And it was just like, do we need this in New York? Do we really need this shit? No.
No, you really do not.
It's all satellite and podcasts. Not a bad thing.
No. Although the people that are saying they created podcasting can go screw themselves. To be polite with the wire brush.
Scratch their ass with a broken bottle. That's the phrase.
That's the first time I've heard that.
Oh, my mother told one of my teachers that years ago. I came from somewhere.
That's fantastic. I need to remember that.
Scratch their ass with a broken bottle.
I got to put that into my vocabulary.
Sit on a stick and rotate with another one.
That we did a lot in Pennsylvania, yes. you don't like it, you can go sit on it.
It's like, oh, okay. That'll fix me.
Who thought of that? I mean, breaking down just the, sit on it and rotate. Like, where does that come from?
Just adding the extra pageantry to the act.
Yes. Yes, but no, I've got to use scratch your ass with a broken bottle.
That's very painful.
It would be painful. I'm envisioning some things. I think there are some people out there that do that as a fetish, but that's another topic and another story.
Probably is, but yes. Oh my god!
Another topic. Save it for the coffee table show.
I have to Google and look.
Well, there's just so many things that we don't need in this world. Much like you sent me this article about the anti-sex toilets.
No good time will be had here.
Not at all. The headline is anti-sex toilets will detect violent movement and douse randy couples in water.
Violent movement. Violent fantastic.
Movement. And I'm reading through to get to the meat and potatoes of this. A town in Wales have submitted plans to the local authority to replace park facilities with new 170-pound, that's, you know, money-wise, people, loos, like toilets, for those who are not English. And not only will the posh toilets self-clean, but they'll also feature some pretty severe-sounding features to limit antisocial behavior.
Yes. To protect society.
Oh. Antisocial behavior. So they're looking at people being violent with themselves? Planning documents detail a range of deterrent measures, including weight-sensitive floors, to make sure there's only one user per cubicle at a time. As sensors for violent movements. When the sensors are triggered, the cubicle's inhabitants will be doused with fine jets of water, and doors will automatically open with a high-pitched alarm sounding.
So if you have, like, an itch to scratch.
Exactly. Be very careful. If all that weren't enough, the loos will have restricted time entry with an audible warning. Well, that's just not fair.
That's rough.
Some people need time. Especially in a public place. I mean, you could have just eaten hot wings or something.
Oh.
Oh, see? Exactly.
Need time to fan those flames.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So the time restriction will have an audible warning combined with the lights and heating being switched off. So it's going to get very cold in there.
Interesting.
And they'll also
you'll get 3 minutes and it's going to drop to frigid temperatures.
Then you'll get an audible warning, which will distract you even further and make you spend more time there. And then it'll get really cold.
I want to use this bathroom.
As do I. I want to test it out. I want to see how much violent movement is it going to take? And you know that there will be people, even couples especially, they will be out there. Because that sounds like it could be fun. Jets of water and alarms. And then the doors open for everyone to see. That's just titillating.
That's yeah. Someone's cup of tea.
Clearly.
Oh, gosh.
The only thing that these loos have are the that makes sense to me. We'll have graffiti-resistant materials on the walls and flooring.
But you need something to read. They just took away the whole...
That's true. The free advertisement.
There's some great stuff written on bathroom stalls.
There. Oh, yes, absolutely. For a good time, call. In the planning documents, the counselors state every effort has been made to ensure that the new toilet facility will enhance this location and be safe for the community at all times. They want it to be a great place to live and work and visit, but clearly not to fuck. So. Pardon me.
No procreating here.
Can't have a good time anywhere anymore, you know? They've practically outlawed it in our own bedrooms. You can't even go to a public loo with the door closed.
Can't say I've done that, you know?
No. Oh. No. Well, that's kind of just like that Burning Man. it's not the place that comes to mind. Especially a public bathroom in a park. I don't know how well their public bathrooms in parks are overseas, but in the United States, you don't really want to get feisty in a public park, especially just that.
It's a bin of syphilis.
It's a bin of syphilis. Yes.
You touch the handle, you've got something else now. But, oh,
right,
no.
Right. I can imagine. I mean, just germaphobes alone. They're just like, no, don't put your foot there. No, don't touch the wall. No. Just...
The toilet paper is questionable. It's okay. Exactly.
Yes.
Gross.
Bins of syphilis. I need to.
That's a great band.
I got to take that down for show notes.
They're playing Area 51.
Hashtag bin of syphilis. I think that's a good idea. We need stickers like that on our local park restrooms. Be warned, this is a bin of syphilis.
Oh.
Yes, some people might be like, wow. Oh, my. Although I think anyone doing it in a public place like that, they don't mind.
They don't mind getting a little disease.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just as bad as doing it on a park bench. You'll accidentally, sit on some gum or something, and then syphilis.
Syphilis, yeah. Yeah.
In other news, we've got a pub.
Kids today don't know anything.
Kids do not. And kids especially do not with this next story, which was the pub will pay for your headstone if you die taking on their 12,000 calorie burn challenge.
Like
well, at least they'll do something.
We this killed burger. You. We're going to take care of you
we'll
now.
Take care of you now. Absolutely. You ate our burger.
That's gross.
Congratulations. The burger is gross itself. And I don't know how many times we've done this story on this and many other shows. And how many pubs have done this particular type of thing. Or at least the heart attack burger people. But the burger is just disgusting looking. It's how many patties is in this picture? 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9. There are in what I can see pictured is 9 burger patties. Separated by bacon on every level and cheese.
That's gross.
I have no interest. I like a good burger, but that's...
There was that Food Network show, Man vs. Food, where you would just watch this guy get physically ill, inhaling whatever the food challenge was of the day, be it, the 9-patty tower of meat, or just a pile of something gross, with the crowds cheering him on.
Wow. What,
yeah.
What did you do with your life? Ate until I vomited daily.
Yeah. The show ended and he lost weight and looks healthy now. Good for him.
Good.
What the hell?
In 20 years when his health is bad, he'll be like, I should never have eaten those burgers.
But the paycheck was good.
I'm sure. I hope it was worth it. I hope he enjoyed that. Yes.
He can't use the restroom because he'll get showered and buzzed. And
exactly.
Stuff.
It'll take too long.
It doesn't matter.
It's people like that who need a little bit more time in the loo.
there's no communication going on.
No. And in case anyone is interested, this is the George Pub and Grill in County Durham. It was recently reopened after a fire, and now they're selling gigantic burgers called the Big Ben Number 10. It's £30. I mean, $30. It's probably £30, and it's $30. Featuring a stack of 10 burgers smothered in cheese, layered with bacon.
Great.
If you did this,
come with fries.
Exactly. There's a side of chips, yes.
And a Diet Coke.
The only thing that an American would say this is lacking is that every level should have also had an onion ring on it.
I'd go for that.
They do that here. That was one of the things I ate last week was a burger.
It's a fried onion ring?
A fried onion ring, yes. Like your regular fried onion ring. They do that a lot here now. It's a bacon burger with an onion ring on it, too.
You don't do mustard on there, do you? Because then we have to hang up for it now.
No, I wouldn't. I would only do ketchup. I'm an obsessed ketchup freak.
Ketchup is beautiful. I went to Chicago years ago. Or was it Illinois? I don't know where the hell I was. Somewhere. Indiana. Where I was.
Of course.
And we had stopped at McDonald's and they put mustard on my hamburger. It was a devastating time in my life.
They used to do that in Pennsylvania. I remember mustard on hamburgers.
What the hell's wrong with everybody?
No, it's got to be ketchup. It could be Thousand Island dressing. That would be okay. Depending on, like, the type. Like, I like a good, real, traditional burger with lettuce and tomato. So that
I
works.
I support that. And that pickles.
Works. Pickles, of course. Always pickles. But on
really
this
type of food.
Always. Because there's nothing like it. Because goddammit, if we can't eat it, we could at least talk about it.
Yeah, I haven't been able to eat it, so I am going to talk about it. Yeah. Oh, the good days.
The good days of eating the 10-stack patty with chips.
How do you eat that?
And you can add... you can add extra bacon.
That's nice.
Yes, they advise the people to eat at their own risk, and they pledge to pay a compensation of up to $500 of their own money, of the pub's own money, towards a headstone if anyone should happen to die while attempting the burger.
Terrible. Is there a time limit?
Let's see. The burger's absolutely stacked high, with juicy meat, 60 ounces, 60 ounces of beef, 25 bacon.
See, when
pieces.
You say 60 ounces of beef, like, it's not too far off from, like, your 42-ounce porterhouse
right.
or whatever.
Right. Oh,
so
yeah.
So it's like, okay.
Yeah. It's just, we eat it in different forms. We just don't usually
just
stack it. Yes. You can add a dollop of liquid cheese over the whole dish, which makes it tastier. The burger will go down with bragging rights.
It just shellacks it.
Yes.
Yeah.
12,000 calories. 12,000.
That's a week's worth of. Okay.
Yep, and then there are several pictures of people eating it.
That's somebody's claim to fame.
Here you go. This fellow cleared his plate in 21 minutes and 56 seconds.
Wow. How do you prepare for that? That's amazing.
Don't eat. It was so soft, full of flavor, filled a small hole. Overall, it's a quality burger. Okay. And the way they're eating it, it's like he had to take it apart. So, like, you're literally having basically 10 bacon cheeseburgers. But the patties are the buns when you get to the middle, of course. It's like that KFC thing when they used to have the chicken...
Yeah,
sandwich with the chicken buns.
Yeah.
That was good.
Well, look at what's going on with Taco Bell. It's all Doritos.
That's a horrible thing, isn't it? I don't agree with that.
I don't like it. No.
I think I've only had one. My entire life I've had one Dorito Taco Bell thing, and it was
Doritos by themselves. I'll put my face in that bag. Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely. But not... It's just there's the texture, and it gets soggy, and... And then this guy looks like he's eating this with a beer. Can you imagine? You're bloated already and you're having 10 burgers.
Well, then he went home to die. It doesn't matter.
Yes. Well, he's a good-looking fella, too, and he's wearing workout sweatpants. So that's definitely
that's important.
That's the attire you'd need for that. Yeah.
What they don't show is that he's sitting on the commode as well.
Waiting
like Roman times.
Waiting for the lights to go off. And somebody turn the heat off.
Gross. Gross yes. And fabulous all at once. He
eats his burger and shits out a bin of syphilis. Yeah. Welcome.
Just like the Romans. Caligula welcome. Would be yes, proud.
He would. Welcome to our show, in case you've never had the pleasure. We have a good That's time us. Here on Coffee House.
Get educated.
Maybe next week we can do just like an all alien show or something in preparation for Alien Fest.
I'm ready.
I
Let's
am too.
Do it.
I think there's enough topics out there. We can get them. So if you have anything to talk about, people, gentle listeners, tweet us because we tweet. Don't Discord us because we haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, don't do that yet.
And if you're available Thursday, listen to me on Cthulhu Chronicles. I only do that
do
like twice a year. So do it. Do it. Do
and
it.
You've got a lot to say.
I've got a lot to say. And I'm in the mood to say it because the internet has just fallen to pieces and continues to do so. And people continue to surprise me with their normalcy.
Yeah.
I guess that's the thing. That's life. It'll never get old because there will be normal people thinking they're normal. And then there will be us. And there will
There's
always
us.
Be that. That will always be there to talk about.
This reminds me of the Avenue Q song, The Internet is for Porn. Are you familiar?
I was once aware of that
the
song.
The Internet is for Porn. The whole big, the puppets yes. are singing this.
Yes.
Grab your dick and double click for porn. Yeah. Thank you.
Sing us out. Yes.
Don't stop. I can't because it's funny.
No, I remember I used to love that show and the soundtrack, so I definitely was aware of that.
Oh,
song.
God.
Love it. And that is pretty much all the internet is good for, other than art and porn.
Oh, my God. There's a company trying to buy a stadium somewhere. I have no information on it, but I saw it and I thought it was great. Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
It's called like Bang Brothers or something. It's trying to buy a stadium, so it could be called the Bang Brothers Stadium.
Oh, I love it. Well, it's kind of like how Pornhub does some really good, things.
They've got a great PR campaign going on. They're really good.
Yeah, and they do good community things. They
good branding.
They have community outreach. Outreach. And...
Yeah.
They need a stadium because I think people would appreciate that. The Pornhub Stadium.
They can just call it the Hub.
The Hub.
Oh, God.
And then they can host some special events there.
That's where the internet is good.
That is. There's
when
always,
it crosses the line.
It's always and, good. It's always good in this world somewhere, Anne-Marie.
Somewhere.
You just have to dig deep enough for it and find it.
It's in that restroom in
Wales.
Where the hell it is. Yeah. That's where it is.
It might be buried deep within a restroom in Wales, but by God, it's out there. The internet is for podcasts and porn. And the artist D and Anne Marie.
I gotta go listen to it now.
Go listen to it. And we'll be back hopefully next weekend with extraterrestrials. So
that's awesome.
Grab your dick and
double click.
Double click. Because what are you going to do after this show? Hey, of course, there's nothing else to do after this show. Just go. Go double click. You don't even have to double click anymore. You just click.
Swipe.
Swipe away, baby. Swipe
and that's away. Where Dora the Explorer came in handy. Swiper, but never mind. Forget
I don't know.
It's the bad guy. The guy who steal things. His name is Swiper.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Swiper. I need sleep.
I know some guys who could deal with that name. Ugh. Swiper. Yikes.
What's your show about? I don't know. Stuff.
Always about stuff and things on the internet. Always right here at fourculture.com. Go to juicedtalk.com. Go find us at Mixcloud. It's mixcloud.com/fourculture. I recently found out.
Hey,
go there and double click that. And until next week, I hope you get, you know, some sleep, Anne-Marie.
Oh, it's not gonna happen.
No. We're too busy.
Hope your limbs stop shaking, dude.
Me too. I'll update you next week. I'm going to keep working.
You're going to be great.
And I'm going to stop shaking.
Shake your booty. Shake your booty.
We thank you for listening.
Shake, shake,
shake. Shake,
shake. Shake, shake, shake.
Good night. Or good day. Or good morning. Good morning. Yes, good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And a happy Easter to you all. It really is September. We swear.
Whatever.
For more shows by the artist Ian and Anne Marie, go to juicedtalk.com. That's juicedtalk.com. And for more art, be sure to visit fourculture.com.